This is HPR episode 2331 entitled, Liverpool Make First 2017 Show 1, and is part of the series, Interviews. It is hosted by Tony Humacker, Tony H1212, and is about 5 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, a short series of interviews done at the Liverpool Make First 2017.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Tony Hughes for Hacker Public Radio. What follows is a couple of interviews from Liverpool Make Fest on Saturday, 24th of June 2017. The next couple of shows that I post will be short interviews with various people that contributed to the day and had stalls and were showing off what they do as far as making and crafts and technology, etc. So enjoy the following couple of interviews. Thanks. Hello, this is Tony Hughes for Hacker Public Radio. I'm here at Liverpool Maker Fest and I've got
Jay Raven, the Inventors Asylum.
Jay, would you like to tell us a little bit about what you're doing here today?
We came along today to show off our young inventors projects and to just showcase the kind of things that we do. We work a lot with younger people and making game projects, really.
Yeah, I'm stood in front of a game station that you've actually built yourself. Do you want to tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, it's a Windows-based main PC inside. And we use zero-delay modules for all the control systems. This one's actually our workshop main.
Right.
We do bespoke systems for other people. They ask us, we design things that look like original 70s and 80s arcade machines with the graphics and everything on them. But all the features that go into them get tested on this little guy first and make sure they actually work before they get shipped out.
Brilliant. What other projects are you running?
We do a lot with artists and crafts people. We're part of the Funky Arvo network that's in Chester, so we work with independent artists and we develop kits for them. They come with designs and we sit down and we work it out and then we actually produce them for them, and then Funky Arvo at the shop in Chester actually sells them for them.
Oh right, okay.
It's completely community interest based, so it's all not for profit basically.
So if the listeners would like to find you on the internet, what's your internet address?
Our web address is www.inventorsasylum.co.uk.
Thank you very much.
No worries, anytime.
Hello, this is Tony Hughes again at Liverpool Make Fest 2017, and I've got with me
John Walton and Margaret Walton.
And John's here at the Maker Fest displaying what?
Little models that I've made that are hopefully animatronic, which are designed to try to get youngsters involved in making things rather than sitting in front of screens.
Which is always a good idea. So what kind of things have you got? Obviously we're on the radio, so the listeners can't see them. Would you like to just describe a couple of the things you've got here?
Yeah, right. Well, so we've got the beetle and the fly, which is based on Meccano, but has got other bits with it, so that when the button's pressed, the fly gets away from the beetle. The beetle then comes after the fly, gets the fly, and drags it back again. So it's an animatronic device, is what they call them, I believe, because it includes mechanical devices and electronic devices.
Yeah, it's really cool. I'm just looking at the stall here, and there's some really cool things. There's a skull of a chimp, is that?
Yeah, that was a chimp in its former life, and what I do is I hack toys get hold of old toys and try and revitalise them, give them a new lease of life. So the chimp has lost all its fur, so it's, I call it the naked chimp. But that is just basically the toy. I've taken off the innards and put another button on it, or three buttons, to represent the buttons that you would have pressed when it was an original toy.
That's really cool. And over here, these are some of the things that your wife's made, is it?
That's right, yeah. This is Margaret, and she is into sewing. I'm afraid we're very sexual stereotypes where my wife sews and I play with the mechanical bits and pieces.
Right. So you talk about trying to encourage young people. Where have you displayed before today?
We go to lots of maker fairs and places like that to go round and try and encourage young people. And it's really nice. We've had people come back when we've been back at the following year and say that they've been away and tried to do things that they wouldn't have done before. So that really encourages me and keeps me going.
Right, well, thank you very much. Do you have a website where you display any of these things?
No, no. I'm an old crony. I don't have a website, no.
Okay, well, that means you're going to have to come to a maker fair to see all your work. So thank you very much again anyway.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.